Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the By Yahweh's Design conference call for the third day of September, year 2020. I am Commander Dan, your host and chairman for this meeting of the House of Jacob Israel. The agenda for today's call is Road Trip Report, and we do dedicate this call to our Heavenly Father Yahweh, who is the great I Am. We also dedicate this call to His holy remnant, who are the believing sons and daughters of Jacob, who was later named Israel. Today, these people are known as the Caucasian, or the true Israelite peoples of the world. Hallelujah, which means all praise Yahweh in ancient or Paleo-Hebrew. To my Welsh kinsmen across the ocean, Shumai, and welcome to the program, Cumri Ambeth. We are in the question and answer mode, so you will be muted whenever you join the program until such time as you notify me, and then I will unmute you. Our website is www.pastordan.net, and again, that's .net, N-E-T, and Pastor Dan is all together with no spaces or any kind of special characters. We do recommend that you go there from time to time, especially check out the Daily Mail page and some of the references on health, also information on the study of the identity message. A lot of other sites are linked on the website there where you can go and get a lot more information as far as an in-depth study if you want to go down that road. Also a lot of information on weapons and ammunition, prepper type material. So, try to check in from time to time, especially on the Daily Mail page, because many of the platforms are making it difficult to get out mass mailing, especially if their algorithms detect any kind of truther information or anything exposing our arch enemy, the Jew, for his nefarious activities. And praise Yahweh that the awakening right now, since I've been on the road for about a week, the awakening is in full swing, folks. Now, I know we've talked about this over the years. We're approaching the 21st anniversary of By Yahweh's Design. And it's amazing to me how many of these platforms are sounding a lot like us. And I don't know if it's because somebody has given them one of our programs, or is it the leading of the Holy Spirit? Not sure. All I can tell you is I'm hearing more and more and more platforms speaking the same things we are. And 10 years ago, when people talked about a possible military coup or civil war in this country, we got laughed at. It's on everybody's tongue today when we talked about the Jews and what they were up to. Oh, you can't talk about the Jews. Oh, I got news for you. There's a lot of people talking about the Jews right now, and that's not just here in the United States. It's all over the world. Could this be the Great Awakening that the prophets told us about, where it was said that all that was hidden would become known? And remember, all you have to do to get people energized to fix things is to educate them. Our founding fathers talked about that. Thomas Jefferson, in particular. Okay? They said, if we ever get in trouble, it will probably be because the people have been not informed of what's really going on. And that's exactly what has happened in this country. The Jews got control of the money and the media. And with those two things, they're able to pretty much dictate the narrative on almost any issue. And with that, our people were basically turned into ignoramuses as far as what's going on in this world. They didn't have a clue about medicine, naturopathic or otherwise. They didn't have a clue about the communists and what they have done. They believed the lies about Germany and Italy and World War II. They believed the lies about almost everything else in history. You see what I'm saying? So we've been deceived, and as the prophet said, Yahweh would open the door of knowledge with exposing what these critters have done, and with that exposing will come an enlightening. And that's what I'm noticing right now. We have reached a tipping point. And praise Yahweh, it's tipping in our favor at the moment. Now, does that mean everything's going to be rosy within 24 hours? No, I'm not saying that. Does it mean we're not going to have a violent civil war or a worldwide conflict with these communists? No, I'm not saying that either. What I'm saying is that for many years, our people have felt like, especially those in identity, have felt like we were such a tiny, tiny remnant. So small and almost insignificant. But I'm going to tell you something. You know, Yahshua, when he walked this earth, he traveled with 12 guys. And he didn't have a car. He didn't have a train. He didn't have any electronic devices. And yet, he and those 12 guys changed this world. So what do you think we can do? Did he not say, I send you out and you will do greater things than these? Now, that was the Christ, the anointed one, with the great powers that he had. And yet he said, you and I will do greater things. Well, what did he mean by that? Because we can now communicate truth at the speed of light all over the earth instantaneously for all practical purposes. Back then, they had to travel by foot. People had to come and leave their homes and leave whatever they were doing and go for a ways to hear him speak. Today, they can tune in through electronic devices and get the truth from us almost instantly. I think, praise Yahweh for that. Praise Yahweh that. Ralph in Canada said he wanted to know what our opinion about Rittenhouse. And Mr. Rittenhouse is the young man that defended himself by shooting actually, I believe they were Jewish. I know one of them was Jewish for sure. Now, you know, a lot of these people that are agitating and fomenting revolution with light skin, they're being called white. They're not white. They're Jews, okay? We must make sure that everybody understands that. A Jew is not a white person, and a white person's not a Jew. Now, some people will say, well, Dan, are you saying white people aren't the people of the Bible? No, I'm not saying that, but we're not called Jews. These people called Jews today are aliens. By race, by culture, by deportment, by DNA, by any measure you want to have, they are aliens, much like John the Apostle when he wrote of them in the Greek language, according to Thayer's Greek lexicon anyway. He wrote of the Jews as if they and the Christ and his disciples had nothing in common, and in fact the Jews sprang from an alien race. Now, before people get all bent out of shape by that statement, I can take you to the Thayer's Greek lexicon on my shelf here and open to page, it's in the 300s. I can open to that page and show you right there in Thayer's lexicon of the Greek language where that is their words, that the Apostle John spoke of the Jews as if they sprang from an alien race. And look at their behavior. Look at their track record on this earth. And they are an alien race. They're psychopaths. They have no empathy. They have no feeling of remorse for what they have done. In fact, they typically will try to blame everybody else for their misdoings. Okay? They're psychopaths. All you have to do is pick up any textbook on the behavior of a psychopath and just put it up against any Jew, you know, and there's pretty much always going to have a match. Now, there's a few people out there that run around calling themselves Jews who don't behave that way, but they're the exception, okay? You can't make judgments on how to govern this earth on exceptions. That would be insane. You have to make judgments and tough decisions based on generalities. Now, you try to allow for the fact that there's an exception here and there, but you can't make policy based on that. For instance, if we did the smart thing, we would drive every minority out of the United States, particularly the black. We would drive them out of our country. Why? Because statistically, they're criminals. Statistically, they're low IQ, welfare recipient, and criminal. Now, does that mean every single one is? Of course not. But as a group of people, they are significantly more apt to commit crime and be a burden on our society. So if we did things logically, rationally, we would ban them from our shores and we would all breathe easier and have a lot more of our funds to send our children to better schools, private schools, to upgrade our homes and upgrade our businesses and have a lot more money in our savings account instead of spending it on these misfits that just want, they don't appreciate anything we've done for them. And, you know, the number one group, of course, to get out of this country is the Jews. In fact, they need to be driven out of every country because they are criminals. Just as Yeshua said 2,000 years ago, they're here to steal, to kill, and destroy. Okay, now if people want to argue with that, go ahead. But that's what Yeshua said, and statistics back it up. Ralph says black on white crime is 5 times higher than the other way around. I think it's a lot worse than that, Ralph. If you look at the true statistics, black on white crime is way more than just 5 times. I think it's up 10 to maybe even 15, but it's a lot more than 5. Of course, it depends on where you're getting your information, too. Kyle Rittenhouse, thanks, supporters from jail, says, stay strong. I hope to see you guys soon. Yeah, there's going to be a lot of efforts to get him exonerated because that's ridiculous. He's defending his own life from these monsters, these protesters, violent protesters, and he's in jail for defending himself? That's ludicrous. Before we get too far along here, Isaiah 48:17, Yahweh, your Redeemer. Well, wait a minute. I thought Jesus was my Redeemer. What's Isaiah saying here? Yahweh, your Redeemer. Oh, that's right. Yahweh and Yeshua are the same person. So that there's no problem with that. There's only a problem with that when people divide the two as if they're two separate entities. No, they're not. Yeshua was Yahweh in a flesh body, walked amongst us. So Yahweh, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Jacob Israel, says, I am Yahweh, your Elohim God, who teaches you to profit, who leads you by the way that you should go. In other words, he directs our paths, doesn't he? That's why every morning, first thing in the morning, before you get started doing anything, you thank him. You sit there and meditate on the blessings that the Father has given you. You meditate on his law. You meditate on who he is. You meditate on the fact that you are a creation and he is the creator. And you will be held accountable for your actions. No matter what the modern day psychiatrists and media and all this Jew propaganda says, oh no, no, you're going to be held accountable. Remember, we've said it many times, what Yahweh gave us is the gift of life. What we do with that life is our gift back to him. So what will you bring to him on Judgment Day? What gift will you return to the Father on Judgment Day? So again, Isaiah 48, verse 17, very, very, very good. He is our Redeemer, the Holy One of Jacob Israel. Not the Holy One of that bastard country full of Jews over there with the name of Israeli. You know, that's another funny thing. Everybody calls, it says that country's called Israel. No, it's not. Their name is Israeli. And they named it Israeli on purpose as an affront to our Father in Heaven. we could go into a long detailed description of why that is, but if you want to go down that rabbit hole, go look it up. So that's why they're called Israelis and not Israelites. You see, the devil's in the details. The subtle differences, the subtle nuances of things are where the devil hides. So the Jews hide with this idea that they call themselves Israel, but they're really Israelis in Israeli, because they are a lie. See how that works? They speak guttural Yiddish, and they want you and I to believe that that's ancient Hebrew. No, it's not. And they write in characters called block Hebrew, and they want you to believe that's the alphabet used by our prophets and our people through the centuries. No, it wasn't. That's a fake and a fraud. Just like everything the Jew, he's a fake and a fraud. Once you take the blinders off, once you look at them for what they are fakes and they are frauds. So, I am Yahweh, your Elohim God. That means I am over you. I am in authority. Elohim in the Hebrew meant to have authority. Now remember, Elohim could apply to regular people. Like if you had a sheriff might be referred to as Elohim in certain contexts. A king or a prince or a lord would be referred to as an Elohim because it meant in authority. Now, of course, in context and with a capital letter, Elohim El Shaddai is Yahweh Supreme, or the supreme authority over us, our creator. So again, you have to look at the context it's being used in. But some of the rabbit holes that we can go down, it's amazing. Thank you, Angel. She says the sound quality is pretty good. And I know that we're going to lose a few people because it's Thursday night, not Wednesday night, but because of the road trip I was on and all, it was just impossible. In fact, it was very difficult to get ready for even tonight, being a travel day and trying to catch up on everything. It's the end of the month and beginning of a new month, so got to get everything organized. So praise Yahweh, we're able to do that. Now, I tried to keep up with as much as I could while I was on the road, but the interesting thing that I want to report is, especially on the western side of the state, they're in total rebellion over this mask nonsense. I saw quite a few stores with signs in the front. A face diaper was recommended, but not mandatory. Not required. You could wear one if you wanted to, but not required. There's a organic store called Oaks, O-A-K-E-S, in southern Florida. A lot of organic produce and everything else. The owner of it came out and basically denounced this whole COVID nonsense as a hoax. And he got railed for that, but stopped in there to do some shopping and tell the employees and all how much I enjoy the fact their boss had enough courage to tell the truth and to see the employees. Most of them had no mask. The people coming in didn't have masks on for the most part. And nobody gave us a hard time for not having one. So praise Yahweh, to date, I still have not put one on. And everywhere I've gone, we went to restaurants, went to quite a few restaurants over the time I was away. Again, nobody gave us a hard time for not putting one on. I saw more and more people not having it, more and more people in their cars not putting them on, et cetera, et cetera. So I think the people are beginning to awaken to the fact that this is a 100% hoax. Not only that, but the CDC and even Fauci, the criminal that he is, and the criminal CDC recently admitted that their figures were skewed, greatly skewed, to try to get the numbers up there to make everybody think this was a pandemic. I've noticed also they're not using the word pandemic much anymore. They need to be called on the carpet. They really do. They need to be criminally prosecuted. And they need to be prosecuted as individuals, like Fauci and Birx. Everybody that came on front of a television's camera and told the people that they had the lockdown, they had to wear masks, they had to do this, they had to do that, they shut down the middle class. Every person that participated in that should be held accountable personally, not as a part of a corporation, not as part of a government agency, so that we, the taxpayers, have to pay the bill. No, no, no. Every one of these misfits needs to be charged as an individual. Nobody else is going to pick up the tab for these bastards. They ought to have their bank accounts frozen. Every asset that they have should be frozen. And they should have to pay. Physically pay. Excuse me. Woo. Hold on. Oh. Woo. Must have mold or something in the air. So again, excuse me for that. These people need to be called on the carpet, and again, they need to pay out of their own pocket. They need to pay with jail time in some cases. They need to pay certainly financially. They need to be stripped of their public office. And any position of trust that they ever had, they should be barred for life. Nowhere, they should be allowed to be nowhere, anywhere near a position of trust. If they were a police officer, stripped of that. If they were a sheriff or a sheriff's deputy, stripped of that. If they were in the state government, county government, federal government, stripped of those and banned for life. Every one of them. Now, just before airtime, I got to watch a short video of the people at the Palm Beach. I think it's Palm Beach, Florida. The members of the commission were served papers, they were served summonses for committing treason. Very interesting. I think it's Palm Beach County. I wrote my initials backwards here on my paper. That's why I'm having a little hesitation there. But I'm pretty sure it was Palm Beach County. So if you get a chance, go to YouTube and look that up. If you type it into the search engine, you should be able to find it. If not, I'm going to have it listed on my Daily Mail page. If not today, it'll be up there tomorrow. But that's very interesting. So these pompous asses, this lady went up there and put a summons in front of each and every one of them, notice, giving them notice that they had been served for committing treason against the state constitution and the federal constitution. And she got behind the microphone and she addressed them and listed the statutes that they had violated. So praise Yahweh. There's an awakening and the people are beginning to take back control. I know Peggy Hall has had great success out there in Orange County, California. Dr. Pamela Popper with her civil citizens action group up there in Ohio, Coach Dave Davimir and his group in Ohio, some of the folks I know up in Michigan, again, and then, of course, down here in Florida. So the people are beginning to see it's not just this COVID-19 hoax. It's the fact that our government people, these public servants, are completely out of control. And we, the people, need to hold them accountable on everything. And when they're found guilty, they need to be punished to the maximum extent of the law. Because remember, a public servant is supposed to be held to a higher standard, not the same standard, but a much higher standard. That's a biblical concept, by the way. Because they're in a position of trust, they're held to a higher standard, and when they violate that, they get a much more severe penalty than you or I would, because nobody's going to let me walk into their house. Nobody's going to put on a mask because I say so, because I'm not in a position of trust. where these trusted voices in these medical mafia organizations and on the boob tube, etc., they are in a position of trust. And because of that, they, again, need to be held much more accountable than you or I. So that's starting to happen. So that's really good. Now, as I traveled, I noticed that at least here in Florida, and some of the people I heard from while I was away in other states, more and more people are opening up their businesses. I noticed that the roadside, totally ridiculous, setting up tables and all by the highway for people to eat at, those are disappearing. The roadblock coming into Florida has disappeared. Like I said, more and more businesses are putting up signs that, you know, you can wear one in here, but it will not be mandatory, et cetera. And then you go to places like Oaks, Seed to Table Organic Farm. He basically said that his employees aren't wearing one. And if you feel you have a issue where you think you're susceptible, stay the hell home. Why do you think the rest of us should do anything to protect your ass? Okay? That's ludicrous. All through history, if you feel that you've got some kind of an issue going on, then stay the hell home. I remember working many times during flu season in the different power houses, etc. If there was a flu that was running through the shop, we told the guys, stay home. Instead of infecting the rest of us, stay the hell home and get over your flu. And a few of them wouldn't do it because they didn't want to lose the money. And so they would come in sniffling and sneezing, and we just distanced ourselves from them, and we didn't hang around them much. But that's common sense, okay? Again, the people know how to take care of themselves. That, if anything we learn from all this nonsense, is to trust the Holy Spirit, trust your own intuition and your own rational thinking. Hopefully you still are able to do that. Hopefully you don't have enough poisons from the food and water in your system that you're no longer able to do that. Because if you have a rational brain and you can think about things at all, you should be able to figure this stuff out, folks. You shouldn't need to be led by the hand by these pompous asses in government and these government contractors and these private organizations such as the CDC, which is a private organization, who owns patents on vaccines. Now, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to know that that's a conflict of interest, especially when they're given privileged airtime over the communist news networks to put their ugly mugs up there on the screen as if they're telling us the truth, when all they are is profiteers. Profiteers. They all need to be hunted down like criminals because they're operating no different than a mafia. Because people say, well, I don't understand it. Why is the government doing this? Why is the CDC and the World Health Organization, why are they doing this? Because they've been infiltrated by mafia types, especially Jewish mafia types. So they're run exactly like a mob. They're not run as your representatives. That's why they don't give a damn what you think. They take their orders from the alpha wolves at the top, and whatever the alpha wolf tells them to do, they just do it. They don't care about science, real science. They don't care about rational thought. They don't care about logic. They don't care about your individual rights as a person in the image of God upon this earth. They don't care about any of that because it's a crime family. And it literally is a crime family when you find out these people are all connected through the bloodlines. They're all beasts, aliens. That's why they operate in an area where you and I can't even fathom. People with behavioral traits like these critters, that they can do these things to children, that they could murder soldiers after World War I and II, especially World War II, where millions of Germans were raped and murdered after the war had ended. It disgusted General George S. Patton what he witnessed. That's why the Bolshevik Jews had orchestrated his murder in that hospital in France so that he could not come back to the States and warn us. So this stuff's been going on for a long time, but praise Yahweh, there is an awakening. The people are finally realizing that they have been scammed by these lying pieces of dirt. And so it's coming to a head. You know, I've had a lot of talk with some of the folks, and they said, well, do you actually think this is going to turn into a civil war? I said, well, I nobody can tell that for sure, but you can study history, you can study events, and you can see that the left, which is the communist, Jewish-run communist takeover, these people don't stop. There is no stopping in their vocabulary. There is no stopping as far as their agenda. They plan on taking this all the way to a complete takeover. Worldwide, by the way, not just here in the United States. We're the first domino that has to come down, though. They got to take down good old USA so that they can get the rest of the subservient white race to go along with this. And let me tell you, it's the white race they're after, especially the men. Okay? That's the only group of people ordained by the Father above to resist these people and given the ability to destroy them. That's why they want to destroy the white man. Okay? Especially here in the United States, because the white men here tend to be more of a rebel type attitude. They're rebels. And we're armed, and we're trained in the use of arms. Many of our men are avid hunters or target shooters, sporting clays. They're around weapons all the time. They're very comfortable with various weapons. Longbows, crossbows, throwing knives, you name it. Our guys, I've been to gatherings where you could see almost anything brought to these gatherings. Broadswords, battle axes, maces, you name it. Our guys like that sort of thing, okay? That's what's in our DNA. We're fighters when we have to be. But like all good soldiers, we prepare for war, but we pray for peace. We don't want war. We basically want to be left alone. But these sons of bitches aren't going to leave us alone. I hope you understand that. Because this is an all-out coup, and Nancy Pelosi, that hag Jew that she is, has made public statements to the fact that you and I and everybody that is not communist supporting is an enemy of the state. Now, when she says that, she means the communist state, not the constitutional republic. They don't give a damn about that. It's the new Zionist Bolshevik communist state that they're talking about. And they want all these college kids and young people, especially the blacks and minorities, they want them to foment revolution. Again, why? To put the white people, put them at odds, to help diminish our strength and our power, because they know if we organize and go after them, their days are over. So they have to get us to fight with each other, get the racial tension going, because if they don't, their ass is grass. They're going to go by the way, and they're going to go the way Obadiah at verse 18 says. Now, praise Yahweh, that flame and that fire of our people, spoken of by Ezekiel, Malachi, and Obadiah, is starting to form. I heard quite a few reports by military guys that are basically saying the same thing we've been talking about for a long time on these programs, that the military guys know that this thing is going to get ugly, and these communists are going to find out that there's still some fight left in our guys. They think this is going to be a cakewalk. I got news for you. It's not going to be a cakewalk for anybody, but it's sure as hell not going to be one for them. Our guys have been taking it on the chin. These guys have gotten away with literally murder. Our side hasn't really started to fight yet. When it does, it's going to be quite interesting. And when our guys start fighting, that will also give impetus to many of the other races, and particularly the other white men that are sitting on the fence. They're going to be like our Israelite ancestors. They're up on the ridge watching their braver brethren down in the valley, like David when he fought Goliath. They're kind of sitting up there, not sure if they want to get involved or not. They realize, well, we had to come out here and have our swords and our shields and spears, but, you know, I really don't want to get into a fight with these guys. Well, but once the fighting starts, once it becomes apparent just how serious this is, and that either we take them down or we lose, and all hell's going to break loose on our families, once that sinks into their skulls, then they become some of the best soldiers on earth. Now, the guys that are leading the pack are the King David types, the commandos, the elect. They'll be the guys out front. They'll be the leaders. They'll be the 1 out of 100 type guys. But there's going to be an army of our guys behind them. And we're not far from that. Not far from that at all. Ralph in Canada says, it is a myth we are disarmed here in Canada. Gun sales up here are going way up also. Hallelujah. And I heard the same thing from a fellow that I know in Australia. He said, do you honestly believe that all the men in Australia gave up their weapons when these traitors put out there that we had to disarm? Do you actually think we gave up our weapons? Or do you think we just hid them better? Yeah, I said, well, hallelujah for that. Our brethren in these other countries, they know what's going on. So all they want, all they need is to see some leadership from our men, and they need to know they have a moral right to have righteous indignation. They need to know they have a moral right to not only defend their property, their families, and themselves, but they have the absolute right to go on the offensive against these anti-Christ communists. Okay? Every one of these communists has committed treason against this republic. Not only the republic, but against the white race and our Christian faith. They have committed treason against Yahweh himself. And last time I checked, blasphemy carries a death penalty. I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure that carries a death penalty. So treason against our nation, especially those in office who took an oath of office, that carries a death penalty. Blasphemy, which is basically treason in the spiritual realm against our Creator, also carries a death penalty. And if any of these sons of bitches try to tell you, oh, Dan, what would Jesus say? Wouldn't he just love everybody? Wouldn't he want us to lay down our life rather than defend ourselves? Dan, can't you see that this hippie Jesus that I worship, he would rather lay down and die than defend his family? Anybody that tells you something as stupid as that, get as far away from them as you can. If you think for 1 minute the Messiah, who said in Luke chapter 19, verse 27, bring those that would not that I rule over them before me and slay them. Those are the words of Christ. Christ allowed himself to be betrayed and murdered because that was the plan. And he also knew that they could only murder his body. They could not murder his soul. Okay, Christ as Father, he's forever. So there was a purpose for why he did that. He does not expect us to do the same thing. He does not want us to be martyrs. Why would he tell his disciples to go buy swords if he expected them to lay down and die? Why would he say what he said in Luke 19, verse 27, if he expects us just to be martyrs and lay down and die and let the enemy walk all over us? Why would King David say that, who loved Yahweh with all his heart, why would he say, I will count your enemies as my enemies and hate them with a perfect hatred? You see what I'm saying? Any of these modern day misfits who call themselves preachers and ministers of Yahweh, they're actually Baal priests. In fact, I saw a short clip, I think it was last night, of a Catholic priest with a new catechism that he wanted his congregation to recite, where the white people would basically denounce being white and denounce white privilege. The Catholic Church, Roman Catholic Church, is completely devoid of any semblance of true Christianity. Completely. I don't know why any sane person would support the Roman Catholic Church today. I really don't. That what part of the Roman Catholic Church is real? What part of the Roman Catholic Church even remotely resembles the teachings of Christ and the life of the apostles and the disciples? What part of it? The opulent robes of the bishops and the cardinals and the pope? No, that doesn't fit. The wearing of the little yarmulke, just like the Jews wear, when Yahweh specifically said not to do that. Calling the preachers father, when Scripture very specifically says don't do that. The pope requiring people to kneel and kiss the ring. How's that like Christ? Somebody want to explain that to me? Acting as if he speaks for Yahweh, that he's the vicar of Christ. What a pompous ass. He is not only not the vicar of Christ, he's not even a real man. He's a psychopath. He is a Jesuit Jew psychopath. And the Catholic Church wants to hold this guy up as their leader? Unbelievable. Now, Ralph in Canada just sent a note here. He says that, on that note, there are lots of trolls saying civil war is what the communists want, and if you shoot back, you're helping their plan. That's bullshit. Here is what the communists want. They want you to roll over and die. If they had you targeted, they want you to passively tell them where to shoot you next to make damn good and sure your next bullet kills you. Or their next bullet kills you. They want you to sit there paralyzed in place like a scared rabbit so that they can get a clean shot. They want 200 million Americans dead. The last thing they want is Americans shooting back to stop them. If defending yourself by shooting back is what they want so much, why are they trying to take everyone's guns? And this was apparently something written by a guy named Jim Stone. Well, that's true. Good point, Ralph and Jim Stone. Yahweh expects us to defend our homes and defend our lives and defend our neighbors and defend our own selves. That's our God-given right. From anybody. And that includes policemen, sheriff's deputies, and military men, even from the United States. If they come to assist the Bolshevik takeover of this country, they are enemies of all of us. We have nothing to say that we can't shoot them. Absolutely nothing. In fact, just the opposite. If they have committed treason and they're aiding and abetting the communist takeover, they should have a huge target placed on them. They should be some of the first that you take down, because they are traitors. The Jew is easy to find. Just look for the psychopaths around you, and you can find those bastards. They're easy to spot. The traitors that walk amongst you, who look like you and pretend that they're your friend and pretend that they believe in their oath of office, they're the ones you got to be careful of. It's just like Scripture said, your worst enemies will be members of your own house. That means your own race, because you will assume that they share your DNA, share your belief in truth and justice and honesty, etc., when in fact they are aiding and abetting the Antichrist. So some of them need to go down first, because you can't operate with treason amongst you. So two things we need to be very, very careful going forward of, and that is the traitors amongst us and always the Jew. Know where the Jew is and what he's up to. And I don't care if you think he's one of the good ones or not. Every Jew needs to be tracked. Every Jew needs to be followed. Every Jew needs to be investigated as to where they're getting their money and what they are supporting, because as any good investigator will tell you, follow the money. You want to find out why in politics things are going the way they are? Follow the money. It'll tell you every time. That's why a lot of these investigative channels right now are doing really great works, because they're finally getting the message. Don't listen to the rhetoric. Don't listen to the propaganda in the speeches. That's all bullshit. That's all lies. Do like a good investigator and just start digging and follow the money. Just go backwards and follow the trail of where the money's coming from. Just like these violent protesters, they're being shipped from city to city to city. There was one guy talking, I think that was even on Fox News. There's one guy that's been arrested at three of these different cities. Same guy. Okay, so there is not a general uprising in this country, but the Bolsheviks want you to think so, because the Bolsheviks did the same thing to our Russian cousins. In fact, remember, the word Bolshevik in Russian means majority. So the Jews took the name Bolshevik to carry the deception to the Russian people that they represented the, quote, majority of the workers and the majority of the white Russians, when in fact they were a tiny, tiny minority. They're doing the same thing here. They're orchestrating false flag events and propaganda on electronic toilets to get you to think there's a pandemic when there is none, to get you to think that you need a vaccine when you should never get a vaccine. In fact, you should not even get the test, folks. I hope you understand that. And I've had a lot of people say, well, Dan, this is a scary time. How do we guarantee we're going to win? How do we guarantee this? How do I guarantee I won't lose my house or my? There are no guarantees, folks. What on God's green earth makes you think that you deserve a guarantee? Did King David get a guarantee he was going to succeed against Goliath? Or did he just say, I'm taking that sucker down, or die trying? And then he left it up to Yahweh to either bless him or not. You see, even General Stonewall Jackson, during the War of Northern Aggression, said that duty is ours, consequences belongs to God. In other words, our only job, the only thing in our minds should be, what's my duty? What is my duty to Yahweh first? What is my duty to myself as a free man upon the earth? What is my duty to my family, the people I love? What is my duty to my neighbors that I care about? You see, I live in an area where a lot of my neighbors are not white, but I help them. I say hello and we meet. And I help them when they have a problem, or if they ask me about a health issue, I tell them the truth. I don't lie to them. Or if I tell them, you really shouldn't have that mask on, it's bad for your health, I'll tell them. There's no animosity there just because they're not white, as long as they behave. And when they don't behave, I'll be the first one to go after them. Because just like all communities, we got some of both. We have some very well-behaved non-whites, and we've got some non-whites. I'd love to put them in prison or put a bullet in them because they're just criminals. And they're criminals against all people, not just white people. They're criminals against their own kind. In fact, look at the black race. The majority of black murders are committed by black people against blacks. All right? So when I want to put the black criminal, the black murderer, up on a gallows and hang him, I'm going to save black lives, not just white lives. I'm going to just save black lives, innocent black lives, because innocent people need to be protected. That's part of the job of the Israelite man, is to protect the innocent. That's why we were put on this earth, to administer it using Yahweh's law. All people should be able to go to an Israelite man and be protected, just like the knights of the Middle Ages with their code of honor. Anybody in distress, anybody being pursued by a criminal or a rapist or a extortionist, or particularly the Jews, could look to a knight to defend them. One of my sons used to be in fights in high school all the time. I come to find out from his teachers that the majority of his fights were defending people who were not as gifted as he was as a boxer and as a headstrong Aryan, because they were girls or smaller framed boys that were being picked on, and he went to defend them. And he got into fights. The good news is he was pretty damn good at it and won the vast majority of the time. One of my other sons got stabbed on the school bus by a 16-year-old when he was 15, and this 16-year-old was taller than he was and outweighed him probably by about 60 pounds. But my son got stabbed in the chest by a knife he was carrying when he stood up to stop him from attacking a Filipino boy behind him on a school bus. So it runs in our family. It runs in our DNA. It's what Yahweh put us here to do. We bring law and order. We defend the widows and the orphans. We defend those who are being put upon by these criminals, these misfits, that these Jewish communists want us to believe are just protesters, and they have a right to tear down our monuments. They have a right to disrupt our society. They have a right to erase our history. No, you don't. You don't have that right. What you have a right to is justice that's coming. And if you know what's good for you, you'll get the hell out of here. Because when that flame and that fire starts, just as Obadiah predicted, it's going to burn hot. It's going to burn fast. And you sons of bitches are going to go down. That's my prediction. Because the anger, the righteous indignation of the white men has about reached the boiling point. So these are going to be interesting times over the next 2 to 3 months, I think. I think we're going to know a lot in the next 2 to 3 months. So as I've told many of my brethren and family members, be on your guard, ladies and gentlemen. Be on your guard. Again, I saw a lot of very positive things on my road trip. Very positive. That people are finally fed up and they're not listening to these so-called trusted voices. A lot more rational thinking. Not everybody, but a lot more. And in this particular case, the majority of the people I ran into, and many of the business owners, have just said, to hell with them. I'm opening up. And there's still a few people out there wearing a mask and being afraid, but they're the minority, a very, very small minority. Because you got to be a complete retard to believe this bullshit right now. If I'm stepping on toes, I'm sorry, but I just got no, how should I say it? I don't have much empathy for anybody so stupid as to not see through this line of shit that they're giving us right now. I'm sorry, but I can't. If you're believing this line of bullcrap right now, you're just beyond help. You're just hopelessly stupid or hopelessly paranoid and afraid of your own shadow, which means you're no earthly good to any of us, especially those of us that are thinking in the lines of military action. You are a impediment to our success, so stay the hell out of our way, all right? Because it's just so obvious what's going on right now. And it's also obvious that all of this is a Bolshevik insurgency hiding behind politics, election politics, medical emergency. All these things are to hide what they're really trying to do, which is to take over this country and this world. And they want you to be injected with this vaccine as a way to poison you and also track you. I talked to an awful lot of good-hearted people that are in the know. And I'm telling you, folks, do not take this Antichrist vaccine and do not get yourself tested. And I'm going to also tell you something else, because it's not healthy for you. Do not allow them to shoot that infrared beam into your forehead, as Peggy Hall and Dr. Popper and Dr. Tenpenny and all the rest of them said. If somebody wants to know your temperature, just touch your wrist or carry your digital thermometer with you and say, I'll be glad to put it in my mouth and show you my digital thermometer reading, if you want to go along with it. Personally, I would walk away and not spend my money at that establishment. Just like I did today, I went out of my way to go shop at a store where the owner said, screw these liars. And my shopping experience was a joy. I will gladly go out of my way and spend more money for his produce to just shop there for somebody that's got some sense. That's one way you have power, folks, besides in your casting a ballot or even speaking. You have power in your wallet. Where do you spend your money? What things you're spending your money on? There's power there. You have influence there. And I'm glad to see more citizens groups talking about impeachment and recall elections and even charging these public servants with treason. Hallelujah. Personally, I can't wait to see some of them on trial. That's going to be absolutely glorious to see these pompous asses as they are being tried for their criminality. And even better will be when we see the public hanging of the ones who are guilty of murder. Because a lot of them have committed murder. We've had people commit suicide. We've had people die from violence. All because of this charade. These people have committed murder and have been accomplices to murder. They need to be found guilty and then publicly hanged. Now, you want to straighten out these sorry sons of bitches that we call government public servants that think they're our overlords and masters? Let them see on closed circuit television in the public square in their remote locations, or like Joe Biden hiding in his basement, let them watch on their monitors as some of their fellow criminals are taken to the gallows and hung. Wouldn't that be a glorious thing? That'd be glorious. because I'm going to tell you what it'll do. It sends a message. If you look at the Bible and the reasons, the different punishments it had for different criminal acts, that was the purpose. It incentivizes proper behavior. When you turn your back on criminal behavior, you're encouraging further criminal behavior. It's no different than a child. When you spare the rod, meaning when you spare the punishment, you spoil the child. Well, they grow up to be your politicians and your leaders and your police officers and your military generals and your sheriff's deputies. And they have the same attitude. You have created this attitude amongst our people because we don't have discipline anymore. We don't have accountability anymore. Yahweh demands accountability, demands it. It's not a suggestion. He demands it. That's what the Bible, when it says that your nation is plagued, it will suffer plagues because you disobey Deuteronomy and Leviticus, the commandments on how you will conduct your society. When you disobey them, you get the curses. It calls them plagues because it is a plague. All this violence and crime is a plague. Why? Because we don't have accountability. We don't have leaders that will administer justice. I'm praying the soldier's ransom prayer and blessing upon all of our men out there at arms, all of you men at arms, because it's at the doorstep, guys. I hope you understand that. So I pray a blessing upon all the guys that have paid their ransom, that Yahweh will send his Holy Spirit upon them and lift them up. I pray that he will also send the holy angels to watch after them. Protect them like Gideon's men were protected, like King David was protected, like Joshua was protected, like Lot was protected, like Abraham was protected. We don't need any more martyrs. We need warriors and we need commanders that are willing to go to the field and bring Yahweh's law on this earth, which will bring peace to everybody, prosperity. When these beast governments are subdued and those in government are finally executed for the criminals that they are, when these merchants and corporations are torn down and the corporate leaders and the banking leaders are taken to the pit and executed, and man is finally free upon the earth, can you imagine what a great day that would be? When Mother Earth herself will groan a sigh of relief. No longer is everything on this earth just something to be utilized to make money, because that's what's happening now. They don't care if they're disrupting, just like down here, they don't care that they're disrupting the Everglades, because after all, we need more places to build, because we want to make money. You say, that's all the Jew cares about, and those that the Jews use as their lapdogs. That's all they care about. Yahweh's people are Rhadamanthine, and Yahweh's men are Rhadamanthine warriors. It's all about truth and justice, guys. And if it's not, stay the hell away from the rest of us. If you're out there for some other motive on the battlefield, then you need to stay away from the rest of us, because you're going to bring a curse on us. Because as long as we remain Rhadamanthine, we cannot fail in this fight. Cannot fail. And the whole world is in travail, both the physical world, the natural world, and the spiritual world. All of mankind is wailing under the weight of these criminals in every nation of this earth. They need to be rounded up and put to the sword, because it's all they're good for. They've had plenty of time to repent and to change their ways. So if they're still doing it now, the George Soroses and the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the Bezoses, the Wojcickys of the world, the Zuckerbergs of the world, That's past their time. No repentance, then judgment comes. And hallelujah for that. I'm going to keep it a little bit short tonight, again, because I am tired from my trip. And I am still way behind in catching up on things. So, but again, good news is we have reached the tipping point, and it's starting to tip back the other way. Just starting. We need to put the pressure on. We need to keep the prayers going. But don't just pray. Pray and then act, just like King David did. You pray as if it all depends on Yahweh, but you act as if it all depends on you. That's how it works. Dear Heavenly Father Yahweh, we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. We thank you for this opportunity to share. We thank you for the safe travels and the things that we witnessed. We thank you for our brethren that are waking up. We thank you for those great content creators out there on different platforms, BitChute, YouTube, Vimeo, all of them, that are out there trying to awaken our people to the nefarious activities that are going on. That's all part of what you told us, Father, that the hidden things will be made known. And pretty soon the flame and the fire of Obadiah is going to come about. We can feel it. You can sense it. These criminals need to be dealt with. We just pray that you would watch over us, Father, and help us and guide us. Give us your strength and your courage. Help us to see with your eyes and to think with your thoughts. Give us your words to speak to our brethren and to those who are suffering, that they might know your truths, because you are the source of all that is right on this earth. Our people have turned their backs on you, and this world has turned its back on you. We need to come away from all these man-made religions that lift up men and so-called prophets and other earthly institutions and idols as if there's any salvation in them. There is none. You and you alone are our Redeemer, as it said in that verse we read in the beginning. And we pray for you to come back and take that throne, Father Yahweh. None of us is worthy. No government made of men is worthy. None of these banking institutions worthy. None of these corporations are worthy. They're all corrupt. They've all gone the way of the Antichrist. We just pray you would come back soon and lead your army, lead this holy host, and those of us that remained as part of that army, to vindicate the innocent blood that has been shed upon this earth, that it might be that the curse be lifted that's on this earth because of the unavenged innocent blood that is in the ground crying out for that vengeance. We repent of all the things that we've done and not done, the sins that we've committed, the violations of your law, and all of those who are trying to make things right and to come back to you, Father Yahweh. We ask a blessing upon them. Give us good discernment. Give us stiff backbones. Give us courage. Take away the spirit of fear and protect us from our enemies. We ask all these things in Yahweh's precious name. Hallelujah.